This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The FBI said today that there is no confirmation that North Korea is behind the big hack that has practically paralyzed Sony Pictures. It has been more than 2 weeks since hackers calling themselves Guardians of Peace attacked that studio and sent trillions of pieces of company and employee data out into the open. Social security numbers, credit cards, salaries, medical benefits, actual unreleased movies as well. It is difficult to convert all of that into dollar terms. Estimates of damage are in the hundreds of millions of dollars, though. A share of it will be paid to lawyers and consultants and companies who help clean up the mess. And there is another economic impact that might be bigger still. All the spending by companies trying not to become the next Sony. Stan Alcorn has this story on what we're calling the hacked economy.
First comes the hack. Maybe it's Target or Home Depot or Sony. Then comes the money. Millions of dollars, first to clean up the cyber mess, and then on protection for employees or customers whose data was stolen.
With credit monitoring and identity theft insurance, so companies like Experian, Equifax, are doing very, very well.
Sasha Romanowski studies the economics of data breaches. He says the fact that Sony is doing this for thousands of its workers is more than just good PR.
In some of my past research, we've shown that when companies do provide those services, they're much less likely to be sued.
But those one-time expenses are small compared to what whole industries are spending to protect themselves. Julie Conroy of the ITE Group points to the theft of 40 million credit card numbers from Target last year.
Before the Target breach happened, there was a big question mark about whether the U.S. would really migrate to chip.
A chip could have kept those hacked credit cards safer. So, question answered.
We're going to spend in excess of $12 billion just on the hardware and the plastics.
Then there are the billions pouring into cybersecurity. Even though Gartner's Aviva Leighton says there hasn't been much success in actually preventing hacks.
The name of the game now is detect it as rapidly as you can and contain it.
And if you can't contain it, insure yourself against it. Here's Sasha Romanowski.
I think one of the winners of all of this are the insurance companies.
Cyber insurance barely existed just 5 years ago. This year, premiums are estimated to hit $2 billion. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.